is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Okay, so we all knew that Rob never drank alcohol until he was an adult, and Lindsay made him start drinking back in the day. Well, when we just found out what his go-to cocktail was when he was an amateur drinker, and that is watermelon vodka and Mountain Dew.
It was either that or I was drinking a Smirnoff grape. Those were the two.
Yeah.
Smirnoff grape.
So he's since developed a better palate for the finer cocktails and wines, Lindsay, and that's why his favorite wine is blueberry.
Yeah.
He's since developed that adult palate.
Yeah. So you've made a mess of this man.
I'm mortified by it too.
If you would have known it would lead to blueberry wine, you would have never got him started.
Never.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So I don't have big problems with flying. I don't love it. It's not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
But I don't get nervous during takeoffs and landings. And if there's turbulence, I know how many people fly every day. My dad was a traveling salesman. He was on the plane all the time. I don't really have that problem with flying. I do think the snacks have gone downhill since I was a kid. You used to get peanuts. Obviously, they can't do peanuts anymore. Yeah. So they started doing pretzels, and now you only get pretzels if you're flying to Antarctica, I'm pretty sure. Like, you got to be on a long flight to get a snack. But I think United Airlines is feeling a little jealous of Delta, because Delta recently announced that they're going to have Shake Shack burgers for first-class flyers.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds awesome. A cheeseburger in the sky? Absolutely. United Airlines is matching that by saying, we're going to offer banana pudding to flyers. And it comes from the Magnolia Bakery, which is one of those places that got popular because of, I think it was Sex and the City or Seinfeld, one of those shows that was shot in New York. And Magnolia Bakery became sort of world, globally known for their banana pudding. Now, I've heard
it's just okay.
Yeah.
I've heard it's just okay. Mm.
But now they're going to be offering that to people in the sky. Do you want a banana pudding in the air?
But I'm sure to New Yorkers, it's fantastic. Because, I mean, they probably didn't grow up eating banana pudding, so they don't know that it's not great. But, I would eat that. Sure. I'd be more worried about how they're gonna serve up a smash burger from a Shake Shack or whatever.
I agree.
Both items don't travel well. I'm not sure what we're...
You really want to eat it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the
Shake Shack thing has to be, a reheat version of it, in the microwave or whatever, and put together. Because I mean, they're not in there with a griddle in the plane, flipping damn burgers.
And the bananas, they just turn so quickly. I can't imagine, it being super fresh or
up in the air. You just feel like that's not going to work well.
Yeah.
The altitude, it's just not a great idea. But I don't know. Maybe they're on to something. I don't know.
And you don't have to pay for it, because now you pretty much have to pay for everything.
I think this is one of those things where if you fly business class and you got to be flying to Tanzania, it's going to be 1,000 hours on the plane.
Yeah, but who would have ever thought that Shake Shack would be something you would get as a first class passenger? Or something.
Right. You're expecting steak or something, but. You know what? Give me wiener schnitzel, like a foot long chili cheese dog.
Yeah, sure.
And some onion rings.
Yeah.
I think that'd be sick.
Mm.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So we asked people on social media at TJ Riggins Show, what's something you did for the first time in 2024? Because a lot of people are saying this was a bad year, but maybe you explored or tried something new that you actually loved. Michelle said, I vacationed in the Tennessee mountains for the first time. We're a family that goes to the beach for every summer vacation. Mm-hmm. But we went to the mountains for the first time. Absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so cool. That's great. You would be blown away about how many women over 50 say 2024 is the year they got their first tattoo. Oh. There's a couple of those.
Love that.
Mother and daughter getting matching tattoos.
And they're saying it as a good thing, or why 2024 was bad for them?
Well, they just said this is something they did for the first time in 2024.
Okay. All right.
I added the good thing because they're obviously happy about it.
That's weird.
Oh.
I'm not happy about that.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
What are those cows called? I can't even remember the name of them. With the long hair, they're Scott from Scotland or somewhere. What are those called?
Highland cows.
Highland cows. So if you could have, you know, a farm type, like a livestock pet in the city, is that what y'all would want? Is one of those long-haired cows? Because they get big, like a regular cow. And they're not as cute when they get bigger as they are when they're calves.
Yeah. If the Shetland pony wasn't so mean, I would pick that one.
Yeah. Because they're cute. They are mean.
Yeah, they are mean.
Oh. Are they?
Oh, they'll yeah. Bite ya. Yeah. Shetland pony is mean.
I follow Teddy the Shetland on Instagram. I'm obsessed.
An icon.
Yeah.
Teddy the Shetland.
Put Teddy some respect Shetland. On Teddy yeah. the Shetland.
Because, yeah. I mean, there's a difference in a miniature horse mm-hmm. and a pony.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That place, that little farm we went to for the Christmas lights and all, I was telling y'all about, they had that long hair, the Highland, had two of them, Highland cows, and then they had a bunch of miniature horses, I think. And I don't think they were ponies, but I did see one that I knew was a Shetland pony.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a Shetland pony one time go after a big horse. They were kind of... They were held at the fence together a little yeah. bit, mm-hmm. and the big quarter horse leaned down and just kind of brushed him with his snout. And when he did, that Shetland pony jumped up and tried to grab his nose and his teeth.
What?
And just and it scared that regular size horse to death.
Oh God!
They have like yeah. that little dog syndrome. You know what yeah. I'm talking mm-hmm. about? They think they're something, but
yeah,
hey, they're mean. Right. They're cute, but
they are cute.
They're not good for. Pets with children.
No. Yeah. So I'd pick the Highland cow, obviously.
We had a friend growing up, his name was Donald Ray, and the Shetland pony kicked him in the head and almost killed him. To this day, he's probably in his 60s. He got a horseshoe mark in his head where a Shetland pony kicked him when he was a little boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a big deal. It was one of those, you know it's bad enough when the neighbors are bringing food.
Yeah.
It was a serious medical condition.
Gosh.
Donald yeah. Ray.
I love how right. everyone has a double name where
yeah.
you're from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting kicked in the head by horses,
Donald Ray.
And, Donald Ray is a fine man, though. He's a preacher.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, he's a fine man, Donald Ray.
Good.
He just goes by Donald, but a lot okay. of his family calls him Donald Ray, and I figure that would be better for the story.
100%.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Got a son named Moses. All of his kids named after biblical characters.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
just
great.
Like mine, Laney and Aiden. Yeah. Straight out of the New Testament.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
I know you as John and Joan Q listener, viewer, participate in this show from your end every day and think that it is just top-notch, high-dollar, professionally run production every day. And you're right. I'm going to give you an example of that. And I don't like to brag. Yesterday, Lindsay was taking her coffee mug home. She's got one of those electric coffee mugs that keeps the coffee at a certain temperature. She picked it up to take it home yesterday, and when she did, the computer and one of the cameras fell over because we were using that coffee cup to balance it and weight it down.
Yeah.
So Rob got here this morning and goes, what's going on with this camera? I said, well, Lindsay took her coffee cup home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duh. I mean, what else could be wrong with it in this professionally run organization?
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new tjriggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
So we had a really white trash conversation earlier today. We were arguing about which are the best sodas, Mountain Dew, Mellow Yellow, or Sun Drop. Now, as somebody from North Carolina, I said Sun Drop is the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know that Sun Drop is from North Carolina.
But it is.
I just feel like we saw that way more than we saw Mountain Dew around.
Mm-hmm.
So I said it's Sun Drop, then Mellow Yellow, and then Mountain Dew at like a distant third.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are fighting words.
Well, I know. And I don't even drink those sodas a lot. I couldn't even tell you last time I had it, but I know Sun Drop is better than the other two.
Yeah.
Ludicrous. Absolutely.
And I also think the Cheer Wine is better than Dr. Pepper. Also, and that's kind of what started this conversation. Agreed.
And Cheer Wine is lesser known than Sun Drop in the country.
Sure.
So, they're both from the area of Charlotte.
Yeah, it's better than Dr. Pepper. And then Rob said, that's a ridiculous statement because the best soda is, what did you say? I even forget.
Mountain Dew was the number one, I think.
That's the best soda?
Yeah, Mountain Dew and then Dr. Pepper.
And then Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Not her.
Dr. Pepper.
Not her Pepper. Dr. Pepper. I can't really trust your opinions on sodas because you put Mountain Dew as the best soda out there over a crisp fountain Diet Coke or a ice cold Cheer Wine in a glass bottle.
Mm. I'm not putting any diet drinks at the top of the list.
Well, I don't like any of those citrus beverages like that. So I just know you're right, Riggins. It's got some kind of a redneckish hue to it.
Sure.
You know, when you start talking about that in depth of, and I think Mountain Dew more so because it's more well known and there are more flavors of it. So it's just like having a melting pot of rednecks.
Yeah. I'll agree. You know, you're not wrong.
My favorite Mountain Dew variety is the Liberty Berry that they put out just in time to celebrate our independence from those outlaws out in the UK. Them red coats.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
I'm not trying to tell anybody how to make a cocktail. That's not really my world. That's TJ's thing. Mm-hmm, He's the cocktail guy. And maybe Lindsay, too. You got a little bit of a bartender flair, don't you?
I was a bartender.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, in college. I made up a lot of my drinks, though, just out of my head.
Is that surprising?
Yeah.
Were you a bartender or a beer tub girl?
I was a bartender. I mean, they made a big mistake and put me on as a bartender.
So when people would ask you for drinks, you would just kind of get it close to what you thought it would be?
Good example. Can I have 5 Ninja Turtle shots? Sure. I'd put some like melon liqueur and like some tequila or something. Turn it green. No one's going to know.
Well, good. That's totally reasonable because who the hell orders 5 Ninja Turtle shots? I mean, do you really care at that point?
Thank you.
What's going in as long as it's green?
Or like blue motorcycle. Just make it blue. Throw some liquor in there. You're fine.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. She would have been a great bartender.
Yeah.
But you know, Rob's sitting here going, where can I get a Ninja Turtle shot?
That sounds pretty awesome.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.